Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Did somebody give you a really great gift last year? Is there a new person in your family or friend group that you want to impress? Does someone in your life deserve an extra special gift this year? Well, that's where Aura Frames comes in. And let me tell you, this is the number one rated gift for a reason. Here's what makes Aura so perfect. You get the frame, and then you can flip those digital assets over all year long. Download the Aura app, connect to Wi-Fi, and then you can add photos from anywhere, anytime. Unlimited photos and videos. Share effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. The frame arrives preloaded in a premium gift box with no price tag. Don't wait. The holidays are now with Aura Frames. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off their best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code ZABE. This deal is exclusive to listeners, and frames sell out fast, so order yours now to get in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you know that feeling when your mind won't shut off at night? Or the stress just keeps piling and piling up? What if I told you there might be a solution that you should check out? How about the folks at CBDFX? They recently sent me some samples. I know all about the CBD phenomenon these days, and I'm curious but a little bit skeptical. Well, I've been trying them out to find out what works best for me. There's a whole range of products, gummies, capsules, topicals, you name it. I've been testing their CBD and CBD night capsules. They're built to get you asleep fast and keep you asleep all night. CBN is what they call the ultimate relaxation cannabinoid and is packed with other natural sleep support. They also make these original mixed berry CBD gummies that have won 4 Healthline Best CBD Gummy Awards, and they're gentle. And they have calming effects. They're great for overall wellness, and they actually taste good. Natural berry flavor. CBDFX has been doing this since 2014, so they've got it down. Everything is USA made with organic hemp. No GMOs, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals. All verified by third-party lab testing. Whether you want calm, focus, better sleep, or just an overall wellness boost, CBDFX has something for you. Right now, my listeners get 40% off your first order with code ZABE at CBDFX. That's code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo at CBDFX.com. 40% off using my promo code. Feel the difference with CBDFX. Today on the ZABEcast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word Meshuggahna. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZABEcast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, June 9, 2025, Game 2 of the NBA Finals between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the they-can't-keep-getting-away-with-it Indiana Pacers was too late to make this edition of the Zabecast. Dude, please check your local newspapers for final score and game story. Andy Poland knows that whole thing well. Check your newspaper for the final score. Except you don't get the newspaper anymore, do you?
No, but it's funny you say that because in the newspaper, they used to put out several editions. There used to be one that would come out like at 10 o'clock at night, like before any of the games were final. And then you'd have like the one that was home delivery. And then there'd be a special one that was the final that you could buy out of a newspaper box for at some point a dime, maybe a quarter.
which one was called the Bulldog edition?
That was the early one. That was the early one.
Okay. The Bulldog edition.
That's one. George Michael, when news started to leak out that Joe Gibbs was coming back in 2004, George Michael, who did the 11 o'clock sports, had a paper in his hand and it said Joe Gibbs coming back. And he loudly said, "But my sources say that's not true."
Oh my God. Yeah. So George, may he rest in peace, was on the wrong side of that one.
Yeah, but he hightailed it down to Charlotte the next day to get an interview with Gibbs. So.
Well, of course, you know, with the king, as we called George Michael, the king of TV sportscasters in the DC market in our formative years and then beyond, he was never caught flat-footed if there was a moment in which maybe he looked bad or maybe he looked wrong. He was the embodiment of a modern, big-time local news anchor.
Yeah, kind of a dinosaur. Those guys don't exist anymore.
Well, not only don't exist, I think it was an NBC affiliate in Houston wiped out their entire sports department.
Yeah, oh, that's true here.
Did you see that?
No, but this has been the case for years at George's old station at Channel 4. They have the news anchor read the sports. Occasionally, this guy, J.P. Finley, will show up, but they don't have a sports department per se.
Oh, really? Yeah, here we go. Houston's Fox station, Fox 26, and sports anchor Will Kunkel went to Twitter and said, "Well, looks like they just nuked the entire department."
Yeah, well, you know, it's outlived its usefulness because, you know, especially in the late one, that's where you went to get your scores. You don't get them there anymore.
Right, but I mean, this is Houston, Andy. This is market number 4. Okay. This is a sports crazed, the biggest city in Texas. No?
That or Dallas, I'm not sure. But
okay, yeah, but either way, it just seems crazy. I don't think Dallas would do that because Cowboy news and the need to feed and cultivate all the Cowboy related content is still going to warrant having sports guys, right?
Right. But I think the last of them, maybe even in the country, was my friend Dale Hansen, who retired 2 years ago. He was, you know, a big deal there, and he made a lot of money, and he may have been the last one out the door.
Wow, it's crazy. So anyway, tonight, game 2, NBA Finals, too late for this edition. I'm looking forward to watching the game. The Thunder favored by even more than they were in game 1 when they threw it away, or maybe just let Indiana back into it by playing tentatively down the stretch. I think they were 11.5-point favorites. Yes, I'm looking at it right now. And that's just kind of typical of the NBA where it's like, look, they are 8.5 in game 1 and they fucked it up. They could play a lot better. And so we're just going to make the line even higher to try to entice the suckers that say, oh, the Pacers might be able to hang with them. I'm going to take them plus 11.5. I bet you the Oklahoma City blows them out.
That's entirely possible, but I think you're right to get people to bet on it. The most staggering thing about game 1 is that Indiana didn't really play well. They had 25 turnovers.
Miserably. The turnover profile and the plus minus, all the metrics that get measured, people say they've never seen, not people, but the statisticians say none of this has ever happened. No team that was minus 18 in turnover differential ever won a playoff game, much less an NBA Finals game. But, well, there we are.
Yeah. So. Well, Oklahoma City contributed. They only turned those 25 into 11 points.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the finals, although it doesn't look like the ratings are going to be any good whatsoever.
Well, it's two small markets. You know, that's why they needed New York to get there. But they're exciting players. I like the pace of the game, the way they both teams play. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, why should you care?
So what is it, though, about sports now versus when we were in the 70s and the 80s where the biggest events would draw viewers, whether or not your team in a big market was actually playing in the World Series? I would be willing to bet that the A's and the Reds in the World Series still drew a huge number, even though it's two small markets. I mean, Yankee fans still wanted to watch that, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there was a time where the World Series drew more people than the Super Bowl.
And are you sure?
I think so. You can look that up. I mean, you're talking about not for very long.
Okay,
but
for a brief
into
moment.
Into the 70s, I would think. Yeah, because, yeah, everything was the World Series was the biggest stage. You know, that was it.
I'm looking it up on Grok, Andy, one of the many Grok. AI search agents. That AI has replaced search. Are you using ChatGPT or Grok or any of these AI things to now Google stuff? Because Googling stuff is now dead. You then have to read yourself and parse through results and piece it together. The AI search just says, no, here's the deal. Although it's not exactly right all the time.
I'm a little late to the party on these type of things. So
are you going
to
get there?
I assume I eventually got on Twitter. I eventually got on Facebook, you know.
I assume you're almost like, as soon as I get approved for it by some mysterious panel that I don't even know. Get into it, Andy. Come on. Do you need me to send you a link? Have Jeremy send you a link, for God's sakes.
All right. I'll check my technically
adept
kids.
Son. Okay. Yeah. All right. So with one simple prompt on Grok 3, did the World Series ever have more viewers than the Super Bowl? The World Series has not consistently had more viewers than the Super Bowl, but there were periods in the past when the World Series games or series outperformed the Super Bowl in U.S. television viewership.
Yeah.
Andy GPT for you right there. How about that? Late 60s, early 70s.
Well, I remember late 80s when it was either football took the Sunday night off. It might have been football took the Sunday night off when the World Series conflicted. Like, they didn't want to share the audience with the World Series, and now they just go, screw them.
Right. 1975 World Series. Remember who was in it?
Red Sox and Reds. That's considered to be the series that really boosted baseball, because that had the Carlton Fisk home run.
Sure.
That was a really big one, yeah.
That outdrew the Super Bowl that year with a 39.6 rating.
Wow. And that was Pittsburgh and Dallas that year, wasn't it?
Hold on. It outdrew the 1970 Super Bowl, which was Kansas City beating the Vikings 23-7. So comparable, sort of apples to apple-ish comparison of 1975 versus 1970. But you are darn right, Andy, that's the way it used to be.
Yeah, well, it's not anymore.
Not no more, it ain't. Although TV ratings are up slightly for baseball, like 10% this year, and attendance is strong, even though the competitive balance has become an absolute joke.
Yeah, but you play every team now. So, certain teams, like the Cubs were just in Washington, they're drawing more than an average Nats game would. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, but they were going to play, but they're both in the same league. So they've been playing the Nats for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. But let's say it's
So you think the Little League scheduling, which is what some people derisively call it. A lot of people didn't like it. They're like, I don't like this. You know, we play everybody. What is this? Mort's Bootery versus Wayne Insulation? By the way, those are real teams in my little league history.
Whatever happened to Mort's Bootery, by the way? Is it still around?
I think Mort passed, unfortunately. He was a hell of a booter, though. That's for sure. Yeah. He could really put together a Doc Martin or repair your a woman's high stiletto boot.
I've been wearing shoes for a long time. I can't remember ever shopping at a bootery.
Well, I need to do some research on this. It was a small shoe store in a strip mall in downtown McLean, Virginia. And I'm pretty sure Mort, the owner and proprietor, was probably one of your people. Hardworking, entrepreneurial. I'm just guessing. Are there any Goyams who are Morts?
I don't know.
Very few, right?
I don't know many Jews in the cobbler business, but I'm sure there are.
Hold on. This is another one for AI. This could just be the entirely AI search edition of the same cast. What percentage, how about this, of guys named Mort are not Jewish?
Okay.
Let's just see what AI comes up with here. I bet it's like 6%. There's no reliable data or comprehensive studies.
Right.
Yes. The name Mort is sometimes stereotypically associated with Jewish individuals in pop culture, as seen by characters like Mort Goldman from Family Guy.
Okay.
Or Rick and Morty. So there you go.
There was a show when I was a kid called Julia, and she worked for a doctor named Dr. Morton Chegley. So he was played as Jewish. Yes.
Interesting. By the way, I am just replete with Jewish friends and colleagues like you and Scott and Sally. I'm shocked to know that the total percentage of the Jewish population in the U.S., do you know what percentage it is?
It's probably 6 or 7%.
2.4%.
That's it? Wow.
Yeah. How about that? So I'm rich with Jewish friends. Let me put it that way. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Free is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. The strength range goes from 3 milligrams all the way up to 15 milligrams, so whether you're looking for something on the lighter side or you want maximum strength, they've got you covered. Flavors, mint, wintergreen, watermelon, which is new, plus lush, sweet, and original. Enough variety that picking a flavor feels like picking a mood. Available in single tins, mega packs, and bundles for those who like to commit. The pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around. They're soft, flexible, sit comfortably, and the whole setup is discreet. Compact tins, zero smoke, zero vapor, perfect for meetings, commutes, or just getting through the day. You can get your instant delivery straight to your door or pick them up whenever you normally get your nicotine. Right now, my listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com. That's F-R-E pouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, F-R-E pouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. F-R-E, free. Strength you can count on. The holidays are here, and if you've got names on your list that are impossible to buy for, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last-minute. I found something perfect for any football fan in your life, the New York Times Custom Football Book. You pick your favorite NFL team and they create a custom book with actual front page coverage from the Times going all the way back to that team's early years. We're talking historic games, championships, legendary moments, over 90 pages of real newspaper history. Talk about a gift that will blow them away. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, sports fans, foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. And with every purchase you make, they give $1 back to nonprofit partners of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zabe. That's uncommongoods.com/CZA-Echo for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Okay, moving right along. So the ratings are going to be bad, but you can expect that. I want to talk about what ever happened to the finals logo. This gained steam on Thursday night in game one, and I didn't notice it, but apparently it's been the case ever since Adam Silver took over. But they don't do the NBA finals logo on the court anymore. Did you know that?
Did not notice that.
And they also have superimposed digital logos that look like they're on the court, thanks to television trickery now, and computers that flash on and off during the course of the game itself. Emirates is one of those. Now, the Paycom Center in Oklahoma City has their big logo squarely on the court visible, but there is not only no little NBA finals with the cursive writing and the trophy, the smaller badging in the corner and the sides, but there isn't the giant Larry O'Brien trophy that used to be underneath the center court jump circle logo. Have you seen pictures of that old thing from the 90s and early aughts?
No, but I can't imagine anybody tuning in the game and being confused because they don't see the logo. What am I watching here? Minor league basketball? What the hell is this?
Okay, it's not that they're confused, Andy. It's that it is a needless erasure of the pageantry and the pomp and the details of big-time sports. Many people complain that game one of the finals lacked a distinct aura. It felt like a Tuesday night on a back-to-backer in Oklahoma City. And whatever happened to the, you know, the way that the game used to be presented for the biggest championships? I agree with the critics. Like, this is, there's no reason not to put that logo on the court. I was asking, thinking to myself, I bet you the corporate sponsors that have paid the NBA all this money said, we're not sharing space with a logo, even if it's not a competing product or another service. We're paying too much for you to put anything else on the court but us. That was my theory. Do you know what they said after people made enough of a ruckus that they pressed the league on this?
I'm curious. What did they say?
Safety.
Oh, well, because
they
slippery.
Said. Yeah, they said it was a safety issue. Right. Like, it was too much to do, you know, make it safe. Would you want the NFL and the Super Bowl field not to have special end zones and not to have the Super Bowl logos on it?
Well, they had some special end zones until Trump decided he was going to the game, and they changed those. But
what?
I don't really Yeah, the ones that they had was either Black Lives Matter or something like that, but they took them out when it was announced that Trump was going to go to the game.
Okay. Well, that aside, my point is, don't you love the way a Super Bowl field looks, that it's special?
Yeah, but I'm not searching for the logo necessarily. I just look at the field, and I think that's
nobody has really to search for it.
Well, it's not like I've ever turned on a Super Bowl and go, "Oh my God, I can't see the logo."
You know what? I should know better than this. I knew Andy would not give two shits on a stale hamburger about this. Now, let me try one more time. Do you like bunting on opening day?
I'll tell you that. I do like that. As a kid, the first time I saw the Redskins play in the Super Bowl, we were on a family trip in Pennsylvania. That's the only way I could watch the game from RFK because it was blacked out here. I noticed that they had bunting, and I thought that looked really cool. It made it seem special because it was the first playoff game I ever saw.
Yes, Andy. Yeah. Thank you. Finally, amen to that. So you would not be happy if Rob Manfred said, "No, we're going to do away with the bunting. Cost too much, or it's a safety issue, or some other bullshit reason." You want bunting on opening day.
Right, but I'm not willing to protest for it. I won't be showing up with signs. If he does it, good. If he doesn't, I don't think it'll anger me.
Well, if somebody dropped a pallet of bricks mysteriously outside of Adam Silver's office and I was guaranteed I would not be arrested or prosecuted, yeah, I'd throw one through a window, sure. But that's just me.
All right.
So tradition, you're for it, but you're not obsessed with it. Fair enough.
No.
So I want to talk about the league itself and where it's at right now, because a couple of fascinating things are happening quietly now as subcurrents in this offseason. That's not yet the offseason, but July 1st, the start of free agency is going to come upon us real quick. And then the machine of, I think somebody might want to trade for so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Of course, Giannis is the central figure, and everybody would love to have him. The Knicks say, there's one report that said the Knicks are preparing a blockbuster deal to acquire him. And somebody snarkily responded back saying, "Okay, well, let's see. Since you gave up 5 first rounders for checks notes, Mikal Bridges, then Giannis is going to cost you 53 first rounders and Jalen Brunson. There's the bill."
Right.
So there's not enough assets really for any of these teams that really want to get Giannis, because what I've kind of, the way I look at it, not that I found this out, but the way I look at it is, Bridges went for 5 first-round draft picks from one impulsive owner, Dolan, to another owner who has become impulsive himself in this guy Ishbia for the Suns.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Steve Ballmer, another impulsive billionaire owner, gave up all that haul for Paul George, which led to SGA going to Oklahoma City, plus a ton of draft picks as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got impulsive owners in 3 big markets making idiotic moves left and right, flinging draft picks all over the place, and it's put the league out of balance, because the teams that would like to go make a trade for a marquee player don't have the assets, and the teams that do have the assets, like Oklahoma City, don't even need the assets right now because they're in the finals with what they've drafted. So there is this weird sort of stalemate where I'm not sure anyone can make a trade of significance anymore.
But doesn't it seem to you that a superstar at the level of Giannis, if he wants to leave, will leave and will go to the place he wants to go and take along the other player that he wants to come with him? Isn't that the way it works now?
Well, in theory, yes. Mm-hmm. But try to put pen to paper on how that would actually work using the comps of the SGA deal. Because remember, SGA was not yet all NBA or MVP.
That's how you get him.
I know.
That's how you get a guy like
that. Okay, right. But in Giannis, you're getting a guy who has won the MVP twice and the finals. So you're getting an established guy, a true unicorn, one of one. So your starting point on what is a fair trade is beyond what anybody has anymore in terms of assets.
And whenever you trade a superstar, you're never getting back equal value. See Wayne Gretzky, that doesn't happen.
No, I know. But so, and I think that whatever team tried to get him would be so, decimated. I'm not sure Giannis would like to go to a team that's going to be crippled because of him and what he costs. So there's that. Also,
The Suns desperately want to move both Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant.
Good luck with Beal.
Good luck with both of them, as a matter of
Durant,
fact.
Durant you can still win a championship with. Beal is a complimentary part on I don't know what.
By the way, why did Ted give him a no-trade clause? That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yes, it was the dumbest thing, and this was his reasoning. He said, we have now stability, and he is now a partner, so that when other players see that, they know that they're going to be playing with Bradley Beal, and he's not going to be traded. And people said, Ted, you just gave a max deal to a guy who's just okay.
Yeah.
That's not the way to do it.
Right. Fourth overall pick, I believe, out of Florida.
Yeah. A guy that, nice career.
A guy that when he was drafted, I think a lot of us said, who? Because he lurked as a non-collegiate superstar in the wings of college basketball. He was not a known national college basketball star, right?
Yeah, he only played 1 year. He was at Florida, too, and they didn't have a – that was right after, I think, they had that run with, the back-to-back in the early part of the century, right?
Yeah. Well, so the reports I keep seeing out of Phoenix, like these little, one just down to tweets is like, the Suns have told Bradley Beal they do not want him back next year. I'm like, I think that's abundantly clear to everybody, but he's under contract with you guys. The other tweet I saw was, Suns are quietly lowering their asking price on Kevin Durant. And I'm like, yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah. You'd think this guy, Ishbia, would know a little bit. He was a walk-on at Michigan State. He's got more basketball playing experience than most owners, but he's making every bonehead move that they make.
You would think, right? But a lot of times, the most gung-ho, the most aggressive, I mean, he's like a young Danny, but probably not as bad of a person in the NBA. Just like young, I got my billions, let's go buy a basketball team, I know what I'm doing, we're going for it, how exciting is this, how can this not work, and then that leads to insanely dumb trades. But luckily for him, he found another insanely dumb partner in Dolan to pony up five first-rounders for Bridges. Bridges is just a complimentary player at best.
All right. So. Well, that's what happens. When you got a GM making those kind of moves at the instruction of the owner, that's what you get. And when I was in Dallas, I probably told you this before, but this was the early 80s, and their plan was to get Patrick Ewing. But they were going to get not necessarily bad enough themselves, but trade with bad teams to have the number one when he came along. And there was a guy named Ted Stepien, who owned the Cleveland Cavaliers, who was trading away his guy, trading away draft picks, top draft picks, left and right for like washed up over the hill guys. And this guy, Norm Sanju, who was the GM of the Mavericks, couldn't wait to make deals with him. Unfortunately for Norm, by the time Ewing came out, we had the lottery and they didn't get him.
Yeah. To the media front, did you see the Bill Simmons, Pablo Torre cat fight in media terms last week? For those that didn't see it, Pablo Torre was called out by Simmons as being a, quote, so-called journalist, unquote, and being overly obsessed with Belichick and his 24-year-old cradle-robbing girlfriend. That prompted Torre to appear on Simmons' podcast, and the two of them had a pretty good exchange, although it wasn't as incendiary as I would have liked. But whose side do you come down on this one?
Oh, well, first of all, Pablo was a journalist. He worked for Sports Illustrated. I don't think Simmons ever worked for a newspaper or a magazine or anything like that. Number two, Pablo did all the work on this, and it was all the other outlets calling him, hey, this is juicy. Let's talk about this. This is cool. It wasn't like he was shopping this story around.
Right.
And so what Simmons said is, oh, he's dined out off this, for a month and a half. Okay, it got him some attention, but it's not like he was knocking on the door of every podcast and radio show and TV show. Hey, put me on about this salacious story.
Well, Simmons basically said it's too trivial to cover, which he's wrong about.
Yes.
He is dead wrong about it. It is a fascinating and potentially consequential story with whether or not Bill Belichick in his dying years as a coach is being led around by the pee-pee by a 24-year-old hottie who's got grand designs on, becoming the queen of North Carolina football somehow. So that's a huge story right there. It's also creepy. And there was a lot of things Torre uncovered about this woman that nobody else had because they weren't willing to go there.
I thought it was perfectly on point. The second thing is Bill Simmons accusing anybody of engaging in something that is very trivial in sports is laughable. That's his wheelhouse is triviality.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know he's from Boston. So is this his New England Patriot bias showing?
Well, there is that as well. Here was how Tory came out swinging right in the start of this interview.
I was alerted to the beef that I had yet to engage in.
From a podcast that was 6 days ago?
That's right.
That nobody said anything?
That's right. Not a great investigation by my part.
Yeah.
Just to figure out when and where this was said. But I was there, like, pathetically, like, looking at my phone as very serious journalism was honored. And I was, like, totally distracted. Uh-huh. So, fuck you for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, ruining the crowning journalistic nomination of my life while being questioned for being a real journalist.
How about that? So I guess Tory was nominated for a Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, you're calling me a so-called journalist. The other part was that Tory called out Simmons for not even listening to any of Pablo's Belichick podcasts. And Simmons just refused to admit that.
I took a stupid thing seriously and went to the Airbnb after summoning an army of geoguessers. You know what a geoguesser is? Like these guys.
I didn't
listen
to that podcast.
I know. I don't think you listen to either podcast in full.
Well, I'll say this.
Can we just establish that?
Well, first
it's okay,
of all,
it's okay. But I just want.
I think that this.
What a bitch. Just say, no, I didn't listen to it. Right. He's hemming and he's hawing on that.
And this is a guy who's terrible on TV, too, by the way. Awful.
Yeah. I'm liking Pablo Tory more and more in his post ESPN days. I think that he's found something that everyone in this business, every young person in this business that wants to do what we have done has gone away for the most part. But they want to be in sports media, find a niche.
Absolutely.
Find a lane, find a brand, find a thing, and own it. And I think Tory is on his way to doing that.
Yeah, well, the podcasts are changing a lot of things, so that's one part of it. But the fact that he does actually work a story like a journalist, that's where he comes up with information that he's got. It's not like, you know, there's a guy named Stephen A. Smith who's now on every – this is exactly what got him fired the first time around on ESPN. He's on every single outlet 24 hours a day. He doesn't have time to prepare for anything. He just shoots his mouth off all day.
Yeah. The other media story was Michelle Beadle getting Stephen A. Smith along with her co-host, Cody Decker. They went on the air after being told, you guys are going to be out, but just play it low-key. Don't mention it on the air. And, of course, they did the whole show, so that was it. The next day they were off the air and done. How did you take that story?
Well, I mean, I've been on both sides of that where, you know, you're told after your last show, that's it, you're done. And I've also been, you know, part of, we're going to get rid of you in a week or so. And I always take the high road because there's no reason not to. But the road that she took, I agreed with. She said he does spread himself too thin. She's not a fan of his work. And, you know, she's the one that really pushed him out in a suspension during the Ray Rice thing.
Because she called to attention him saying, you know, these athletes or these women, the girlfriends and wives of athletes need to be careful because they're athletes and they get angry, basically.
Well, he used the word, he said sometimes that person provokes the athlete.
Right.
And she wigged out on that, as she should have, and they suspended him. But because he's Stephen A., they don't get rid of him because, you know, he brings in, I guess, what they want. But, you know, and his knowledge of football is minuscule.
Oh, it's really weak. Incredibly weak. I don't think he even understands the dynamics of the game and the league and the sport, you know? No. It's not natural to him. He's not been around football people. He knows basketball. Football, he just doesn't really get the ethos.
I don't even know when the TV show, was it 9 to noon, the show that he does on ESPN? Is that the time slot?
You mean First Take?
Yeah, what is the time slot for that?
Well, it used to be Get Up, now it's First Take. Yeah, it's I think it's like 9 to noonish.
Yeah, and then he's going to go right and do a radio show on Sirius XM?
2 hours.
For two hours? I mean, come on. You know, if that's what people want, fine. But he's had various radio shows. None of them have ever succeeded, right? Has he ever gotten any traction with that?
No, No. But I will say, for a guy that doesn't need the money, it's ambitious.
Oh, yeah. No, he's definitely going for it. And
no matter how much he mails it in, it's still 2 hours, yet you've got to be strapped to a chair and a mic in addition to everything else. So,
and after all that, he likes to go on Fox News and other outlets. And when does it stop? You know,
do you have a life? What do you do to recreate? Who are your friends and family? Oh, that's right. He doesn't have.
He's got kids. He doesn't have kids.
But he doesn't have a family.
He never got married. No, yeah, I don't think so. No. Yeah.
Well, he's a guy that just loves to hear himself talk.
Yeah. And
some have accused me of that, but still.
Okay. But I mean, at some point, don't you want to do a really good job at one of the jobs you do? I don't think it's possible to do that with the schedule you've got.
At some point, I'd like to make $25 million a year and then play some goddamn golf and chill out. You know?
Well,
there's more to life than ish slinging hot takes on sports all day, every day, nonstop.
Yeah, but he's sort of like in a war with Charles Barkley, because Barkley now makes $21 million a year and Stephen A. makes 20. You know,
A. made 25, no?
I thought it was a 5-year deal for 100, okay. But whatever. It's a lot of money.
I think, by the way, that's the last, that's going to be the high watermark for media deals.
I don't know. You know, Barkley is playing it right. He's making 21 and he's saying, I'm going to leave in 2 years. Well, if they're still doing well in 2 years, they're not going to want him to leave. They'll give more money. That's the way that works.
Boy, there is real questions as to how they're going to make this licensing deal of this show inside the NBA work and where it's going to be and what's going to happen.
It's Atlanta, and it's going to be supposedly like the McAfee show. They're hands off.
Right, but it's not going to be tethered to the main games in the NBA like it always has been. You're going to have to go find it. Might be on ESPN one night, might be on TNT the other. When it's on TNT, they can't use NBA highlights. Did you know that?
Right. Yeah, but when
you're going to watch that show with no NBA highlights?
No, but when it's on NBA, the ESPN will have them in the same way they've got the pre and the post game now on TNT.
But how long of a pre and a post though?
Oh, I don't know.
Because ESPN does not do very much post game at all. And they have other, sports that come on that, have paid for the rights to be on ESPN. How's that going to work? And when it's on ABC for the finals, they go to local news. You can't push out an anchor, Tanya Tafoya down here on the sidewalk where a tree has fallen. Your local news at 11.
Yeah. That's true.
Speaking of local news, did you see the gaffe by the Fort Wayne affiliate that cut in to the last minute of the Pacers game one win?
No, I did not. Tell me.
Okay. Let me find this for you here. Cuts into game. Yeah. You know me, over the years, I've railed on the local affiliates that just bludgeon their way in. Take a listen to this. This was with a minute to go in the game.
The Thunder clinging to this 3-point lead. SGA the drive inside. Shot blocked. Siakam throws it back.
Next on 21 Alive News, the man who was brutally beaten at Pikes Pub last week has come forward.
Oh, good.
To hear what he wants to have happen now. Yes. Also tonight, a big night for Pacer fans as Indiana is in the NBA Finals. We'll show you a local business who has seen a boost from the yes sirs.
We could see a little fog overnight tonight. We'll have the very latest forecast coming up in a few minutes.
So this is an ABC affiliate.
I'm Hold on. Boss. Fort Wayne's most watched news start.
And then they cut back. They missed a basket by the Pacers to cut it to one.
So some director, producer, somebody said, well, it's 11 o'clock, time to go.
Either that or it was on automation. Who knows? But, I mean, what a gaffe. That is far worse than Rene Poussin. Well, no, it's not worse. Rene, poor girl. Did she ever pass, by the way? How old is Rene Poussin? She's still alive? News anchor, ABC 7.
She's not on TV anymore, but tell everybody. But
1980, Miracle on Ice on ABC. Tape delay because the Russians refused to change the time of the game when requested by American television. They said, we play game when we play game. And it's on ABC. We're watching it, those of us in the D.C. area. And she cuts in with the score tied 3-3 to say, and a stunning upset tonight in hockey at the Olympics. Details at 11. And we're like, what the fuck just happened? We're watching the game right now, and we put ourselves an embargo to not know the result, which was a lot easier in 1980 than it is now.
True, but I remember I was in San Antonio. I pulled up for work at like 6 o'clock, and they told me what happened. I heard on the Beltway that people were stopping their cars and honking. So, I mean, there was a large group of people that knew. I mean, little Stevie Zabin may not have known.
I know, but when you've got the game on, you shouldn't go into a news break teaser in the third period with the score tied and give it away.
That's true.
So, yeah. Lastly, your thoughts on Rodgers to the Steelers.
Whatever. You know, the one thing I'll say about Mike Tomlin is he had Antonio Brown for like 7 years and nobody knew there was a problem. And then he's got a Pittsburgh and he's totally meshuggah.
Well, so, at the end, they knew there was a problem.
Right,
that was part of why he was gone. He's fucking crazy.
Yes, but in this, it's just a different kind of crazy here. This is narcissistic crazy. But he should be able to handle this. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team with him, but they'll probably keep that streak alive of winning seasons and maybe make the playoffs.
I read a story about 40-year-old quarterback seasons, the top 10 best. Brady has like three of them because he played till 45. But I had forgotten that Drew Brees at 40 had a monster season and led the Saints to a 13-3 record.
Yeah, well, that's the quarterback position has changed too, because you know there were a couple of guys who played into their 40s before that. I mean, Sonny Jurgensen led the league in passing percentage at 40, but he only played about half the season because of injuries.
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then there's the fact that the picture of Rodgers signing his contract shows what clearly is some kind of black New Age wedding band on his left ring finger, and maybe that's a case for Pablo Torre finds out. Did Rodgers get married without telling anybody?
Right, but it also may be Rodgers, who likes to be the center of attention all the time. Just something to throw out there to see what happens.
And then kind of play it off as, oh, yeah, well, it's nobody's business. He'll play the coy game of, yeah, I don't talk about that.
Well, yeah, you always say I was on a deserted island and a mermaid came out of the water and put it on my finger. Who knows? Let him eat bark, as Bradshaw said.
Rodgers marrying a mermaid would be on brand, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Andy, a pleasure as always, my friend. We'll talk next week.
All right, Dave, take care. Seemed impossible to fail.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs, look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you're putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.